What do we need to do in order to achieve successful evidence implementation? Well, firstly, we need to recognize that evidence implementation requires more than just good intentions. There is now good theoretical and empirical studies in the field of evidence implementation which reveal that several psychological, social, and organizational factors often influence evidence implementation. Health professionals are humans, and they are influenced by peers, local contexts, social influences, wanting to please their peers and other people in their working environment, tangible incentives, avoiding risk, and so on and so forth. What we need to consider is, when you want to put evidence into practice, what are the drivers for you in order to achieve practice and behavior change? Is it the evidence? Is the evidence convincing enough for you to make a decision that I'm going to change my practice and behavior? Do you actually have a tangible benefit? Do you get an intangible benefit, maybe, such as professional recognition from your peers? Do you have support to make the change and sustain the change? Are you worried about being left behind, or a fear of litigation? Do you have financial disincentive for you not to change, or do you feel pressure from others to change or not to change? So essentially, there is no one strategy or one recipe which you can apply in order to achieve behavior and practice change. You need to recognize that there are a number of factors which will potentially influence how behavior and practice change can be achieved, and only after you recognize these factors can you successfully implement evidence implementation strategies.